the high of the win at Liverpool was obviously really good for everyone and me personally. And as we found out, it's certainly more difficult coming off the back of that, and we've had two tough results to take, especially Tuesday. I think that one probably hurt just as much as the one against Arsenal, because we felt we deserved to get something out of the game, and we didn't get anything.
When you come into a team as a one-off, like when the injury happened against Leicester or the Liverpool game, you don't know what the future looks like. I think everybody would say the adrenaline's pumping and everything. How much harder has it been getting right, knowing you're playing every week, as in finding that level again and doing that?
Yeah, it's not too difficult, because obviously, as a football player, you just want to play every week anyway, so you're always ready to play. But obviously, like, it's been a frustrating first 4 or 5 months of the season for me, because game time was limited, and that was understandable, because the defenders were playing very well, and it's hard to break through. But I've waited for my chance, and I feel like I've taken it. Obviously, I've still got a lot to improve on, and I'm working hard to do that.
Interestingly, of course, this weekend you're going to be likely to be on the right-hand side of a defence that was occupied by Jose Font for the last 7 or 8 years, and now he's going to come back with West Ham for his first away game. Is that really strange for everyone, do you think?
It might be a little bit strange, but that's football. You come up against old teammates quite a lot. It's not something to worry about, because you're friends up until the first whistle, and then that friendship ends until the final whistle, and then you can have a chat afterwards. But that's football. You just have to get on with the game, and hopefully we're on the right side of the result.
And ultimately, of course, if he hadn't gone to West Ham, you probably wouldn't be getting a chance.
Yeah, that's...
Big shoes to fill.
Yeah, of course. I mean, he's been a fantastic servant to this football club, and he's come right through from the bottom of League One right up to the Europa League. So he's been a fantastic servant, and he's been brilliant to me. I haven't got a bad word to say about him. And I'm very thankful that he's been able to help me the last couple of years, especially the last 4 or 5 months as well. So yeah, he's been the perfect role model to learn from.
Of course, allied with that defeat on Tuesday was the arrival of Manolo Gabbiadini, but a lot of fans also frustrated. The club didn't bring in a centre-back, but you could see that as a great thing for you, because it gives you more opportunities.
Yeah, obviously the fans want to see people coming through the door. But as a young defender, it's nice to see that we didn't sign a defender, but that's not to say that we won't. But it's not for me to worry about, and I've just got to keep working hard. And if I stay in the team, then I've just got to make sure that I play well and keep my place in the team.
Just on West Ham, difficult side to judge. They can be brilliant some days, and then they can have really bad days. They're a bit hot and cold, but I guess that's a bit like Saints this season as well.
Yeah, I think that's just the nature of the league this year. I think a lot of teams have had some good results against so-called big teams. And then other weeks, they've found themselves in a difficult situation. But like I say, I think that's the nature of the league, and we've just got to make sure that we're on top of our game. And I think if we play to our strength, then we'll have no problems.
Yeah, just finally, I feel like there needs to be a response, doesn't there, to Tuesday? And also with Sunderland coming up, you knew these three games were good opportunities to grab some points, and you've knocked the first one, so the second two, something's got to come, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Without putting too much pressure on ourselves, it's we feel like we need to win. We're not desperate for the points. We're not in a relegation dogfight or anything, but it's something that we do need. We do need the win, and like I say, hopefully we can get that on Saturday and then get a bit of momentum going into the Sunderland game, and then of course the final.